Nearly half of murders that took place in Philadelphia last year went unsolved. With dozens of killers on the loose, families of victims are reeling, communities are on edge, and authorities are feeling discouraged. Police say the stop snitching culture is to blame, and they're trying to fight it with cash rewards. But as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the results so far have been mixed.
50-year-old Tony Harris was shot to death in October in his row home in southwestern Philly, where he lived with his wife and three kids. After the tragedy, his wife moved out. Harris's brother-in-law, Lloyd Williams, now lives there.
You know, he is my best friend. Every day, you know what I'm saying? Every day, every room in his house, you know what I'm saying? I see Tony.
It's more than just living in the home where his lifelong friend was murdered. Adding extra pain to the grief is that police just don't have enough to catch the killers. Authorities say there were three.
You know, the streets talk. We kind of have an idea of who the people are, but it's not enough evidence for the police to be able to make an arrest, something to make it stick. So, you know, it's been really hard on us just because we're not really getting any closure.
It's a feeling shared by many families across Philadelphia. Police call the percentage of killers they catch and arrest the homicide clearance rate. Police investigators cleared 52% of last year's murders. That's historically bad for the city and well below the national average. Jennifer Selber is the chief of the city's homicide unit.
It's extremely frustrating, especially because when we actually arrest people, our conviction rate is over 90%. So we're incredibly successful in protecting people and keeping communities safer when we can actually make the arrest.
But that's the problem. Selber says they almost always know who the suspect is, but without enough evidence to arrest, police are in a tough spot.
And it's unfortunate because those very people are victimized by having these killers then live in their neighborhood.
The stop snitching culture, authorities say, holds a lot of sway. It keeps key witnesses from coming forward. Sociologist Rachel Waldoff with West Virginia University has studied the phenomenon.
People won't even cooperate with the police anymore because they're in danger. They don't trust them. They don't see what the payoff is going to be. So what if someone goes to jail? Well, how does that benefit them personally?
Philadelphia officials have tried to answer that question. In recent years, they've offered $20,000 for anyone who can help arrest and convict a killer. According to records obtained from the city, Philadelphia has paid $633,000 on these types of awards since 2013. So it should come as no surprise that District Attorney Seth Williams supports financial incentives.
Well, there's some people that $20,000 is motivation to come forward and share information. There's some people that $20,000 is not enough because they're so worried about retaliation or being shot, murdered, having their car keyed.
But why haven't the cash awards been more successful in putting culprits behind bars? Waldoff isn't surprised. Perceptions, she says bluntly, are powerful.
$20,000, is that going to pay for, you know, the funeral expenses of your entire family, your kids, your nieces, your nephews, your mom? You know, these are real concerns that people have, that if they're seen as cooperating, that $20,000 isn't going to get them very far.
Back in Southwest Philly, Lloyd Williams thinks the real reason it hasn't helped is that people in communities like his don't even know it exists.
$20,000 to some people is a fortune. You know what I'm saying? It'll change some people's lives. Now, I mean, we can get it back on the front page. We can get back in the forefront of people's minds. You know what I mean? And people know $20,000. I could use that $20,000. You know what I mean? Times is hard. I think somebody might come forward.
Thomas Hargrove runs the National Murder Accountability Project. He says cities with low rates of clearance always have higher rates of murder.
That should hardly be surprising. If you're not catching your killers, that means you have killers walking the streets. And, you know, what's going to happen in that situation? Well, you're going to have more violence than average.
He says financial incentives like this have been around for a while, but what tends to work better is engaging the community, having neighbors knock on doors, relying on neighborhood associations, not just offering money.
Clearing cases saves lives, and usually that is through efforts that more involve smarter policing and especially involve working to create a new atmosphere between the city and the people.
Selber at the DA's office says this is happening too. They partner with lots of community organizations to investigate murders, and they relocate around 80 witnesses and family members a year who fear retaliation after cooperating. When plainclothes homicide detectives go to scenes, she says they surreptitiously slip cards to people. People will talk to them out of the sides of their mouths.
They've even had people that want to look like they're being arrested so that they're looking like they're being taken down against their will and they're not being cooperative.
Yes, the DA's office is willing to fake an arrest if a witness requests it. Anything it takes, Selber says, because with more killers in communities, the sense of hopelessness and lawlessness deepens. Selber says sometimes witnesses have legitimate reasons to be worried about someone trying to seek revenge. But in the majority of cases, the worries are inflated.
It's a culture of fear more than a reality of witnesses actually being injured or killed. That is such a small percentage. So what we're combating is a pervasive fear.
Even though the benefit of cash rewards is debatable, the city will continue to provide a fund for people who speak up. Experts say the city could have all the safety resources in the world, but moving the needle on the clearance rate relies on trust, and that could take decades to really repair. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.